Welcome back to another episode of Meant to Bloom. I'm your host, Brittany Clarkson, and I'm so glad you're joining me here, my beautiful friend. I hope this springtime is treating you very well. This is our first spring in our new house since we moved in June last year, and it's really exciting seeing new things bloom that we didn't get to see bloom before. I hope that you're taking in all of the little beautiful blessings all around you. I've been just dealing with like a lot of things all at once. I feel very excited, but I feel like everything is just kind of a setback. And I know a lot of that is mindset wise and all of that, but honestly, it's like my nervous system is so out of whack, and It just keeps feeling like it cannot get a break, right? I can't slow down enough to regulate the nervous system. So I am catching myself going through my day with this intention of doing things for the purpose of regulating my nervous system. And these were always things that were goals of mine already, but it's like the intention behind it has shifted. And that ties in kind of with what we're talking about today. I'm not just talking about myself. I want to talk about the power of self-observation, becoming this observer of your own life. Obviously, give yourself grace as you're going through this. Be practicing gratitude as you're going through this. But there's just such a power in, I'm sorry, I'm really distracted by the fact that my door is open, so I'm going to shut that. My cat was just lurking in the doorway, and it kept creeping me out. I cannot stay focused on my words when a cat is staring at me. So what we want to do is really just become this observer of our lives, okay? Detach from what you're doing and just watch it from the outside. Pretend like you're a family vlogger or a reality TV, and someone else, you are now someone else watching you go through the motions of what you're going through. And just question, like without judgment, giving yourself all the grace in the world, just think, why am I doing the things I'm doing? Right? I mean, if you're just watching someone else do it and you don't know their motivation, you're going to question like, why'd you do it that way? Question this to yourself now. And honestly, it just gives you such an advantage when it comes to this personal growth and, you know, getting your life in order and, you know, just getting your ish together, really, to stop feeling like such a hot mess. Because the thing is, like, when we become this hot mess mom and we're in the survival mode and I think it was a guest recently, a little while back, used the analogy, the visualization of like you're a ball in a pinball machine and you just keep getting bounced back and forth. And then you kind of don't know your motivation for all of the little things anymore because you haven't been paying attention to what you're doing. You're just getting thrown from thing to thing, from soccer practice to grocery shopping to, you know, like, and here it is time to make dinner again and you haven't even thawed chicken or thought about it and you're just, wow, it's a lot. But the thing is, like, when we feel like it's a lot, it's really just a lot of tiny things. And you can handle all of those tiny things when you look at them one at a time. And that's part of like how we become so overwhelmed is that we're not looking at each individual thing and we're not looking at big picture. We're just looking at here's my to-do list. Here's my mess. Here's everything going on right now. Or we're not even looking at it. We're just feeling it all at once. That's overwhelm. That's no way to continue living your life, right? We don't want to just be overwhelmed until we're in the grave. We need fun. We need excitement. We need enjoyability. We need peace. And I've been doing like a lot of inner work on this peace. And I was doing some breath work in a breath work collective that I'm a member of recently. And it became very alarming. The question was, what do you really want? And I was like, oh, well, I've always wanted peace. Like, I always want more peace in my life. I'm an Enneagram 9. I'm a peacemaker. I'm, you know, like, people pleaser. I'm all about bringing peace everywhere. You know, bringing peace to how I show up in my day, bringing peace to my conversations, bringing peace to people in conflict. But I sat with that question because there was such an eye-opening moment of what do I really want? I want to say I want peace, but with how much I've been sabotaging that in my life lately, is that true? I grew up in a chaotic household. And that's why I strive for peace so much. But you know what? The comfort zone is chaos. I mean, I keep bringing home chickens and dogs and cats and kids. And I've always, you know, kept my hands very full. You know, I used to always have a very full calendar where it wouldn't allow me a moment to sit and reflect and think. And a lot of that is like the subconscious trying to keep you safe. If going through those feelings, if sitting with yourself and really reflecting on the life you're living and the things you're doing is uncomfortable, your subconscious is going to create a chaos and a distraction, and it's going to keep you from sitting with that. But the thing is, growth is on the other side of that discomfort. And I know I sit here and I come on here and I do challenges and I do podcasts and I teach classes and I record my courses and I have all of these things and I have this planner that's specifically designed to keep me questioning all of my motives and intentions in life and question if my actions are aligned with that. And even still, I struggled this year with really intense phone anxiety, like 8 to 9 hours of screen time a day. Are you kidding me? Like, I couldn't just sit in the quiet and be with myself pretty much all winter. And that's really the time to do it, right? Like, winter is really a time to sit and be with yourself. I stripped away so many responsibilities so I could do that. And instead, I distracted myself from it. So I'm absolutely not perfect. I absolutely don't have my entire life together. There's dishes in my sink right now. There's a pile of laundry waiting to be washed. My kitchen floor has not been mopped in too long. This is what it is, you know? And I'm not going to come on here and pretend like I have it all together. But together, we can have it all. Does that make sense? Like, I want this to be a community. I'm not here to be up on a pedestal and tell you, I did it all and now you can have it all. No, I'm sharing with you my experiences and the lessons I'm learning as I'm learning them in a lot of times. You know, sometimes it's a lesson I learned a few years ago and it's really shifted and changed my life. Because even as bad as things seem right now, they're not as bad as they were before I started this work and this journey. Like, my mental health has never gotten to where it was in June of 2020 again. There's been moments where as an observer, I can see, wow, this situation would have sent me into fight or flight. This would have sent me like over the edge. I would be considering ending my life at this situation if this were years ago before I did that work, before I started the work, because the work is never finished. It's not. There's no end goal here. It's a journey and it's meant to be enjoyed, right? Anyways, I felt like I was saying something and I got distracted and lost it. But becoming this self-observer of your life, some would call this like a lot of mindfulness, right? But I've been going through my day trying to regulate my nervous system. And when it comes down to things like cooking dinner earlier so I can get the kids to bed earlier so I can get enough sleep, I'm doing these from the perspective and the intention of I want my system regulated. And I want my system regulated so I can feel at peace. I want my system regulated so that I'm not snapping at my kids. I want my system regulated so that the allergies and colds are not hitting me as hard as they have been, because a regulated nervous system results in a heightened immune system. I believe that that is fact. Don't quote me on that exactly, but hey, we could talk about the placebo effect for a long time. I'm a firm believer in utilizing the placebo effect in your life, that if you tell yourself something and you really believe it, it's going to be, yeah. Anyways, I hear a kid waking up. I want you to sit with this, and I want you to practice going through your day, observing your actions and questioning, is this aligned with what I really want? Take some time and journal on that even right now. Like, just pause and question, what do I really want? Not what do I think I should want? What do other moms in my situation want? But what do I actually want? And how am I sabotaging this for myself? And is that sabotage, is that a sign that you don't really want that? Because what I was saying about, I want peace, but I keep sabotaging it. So I have to question, do I really want peace? And you know what? I do and I don't. Because I've grown up in that chaos, because I'm so used to that chaos, because I keep creating chaos where there is peace. I have to realize chaos is what's comfortable. And if I'm going to sabotage peace with chaos, then what if I became intentional about the chaos? Because chaos does not always have to be drama and things going wrong. Chaos can be just a beautiful chaos, right? Like traveling with kids. That's a beautiful chaos. It's a lot. It's hard work to travel with kids. Nothing goes exactly according to plan when you travel with kids. But you get such a memory out of it. You get so much fun out of it. It's a fun chaos. It's not a stress chaos, you know? Like, I mean, yeah, you can choose to let it be stressful, or you can choose to let it be and let it be fun and to just embrace that kind of chaos and go with it. And that's kind of where I'm at now, realizing is like, I don't want this boring piece of just sitting and, you know, being alone with myself all the time. I don't want a quiet house. I want the chaos, but I don't want the chaos of, I'm sick of picking up these toys a millionth time today. I want the chaos of kids running through the house because they have all this energy of excitement and delight. And I want the chaos of playing hide and seek with my kids and the chaos of playing floor is lava. That's the kind of chaos I want. And so I am now striving to manipulate the chaos in my life, so that I'm not just creating, you know, problems where there are not problems, just to avoid the peace, right? So I'm not creating new addictions and going back to way too much screen time that dysregulates the nervous system. See, it all ties in. that's where I'm at. And that's where I want to encourage you. And that's where I want us to become a powerful self-observer of your life, right? And I really do want us to do this together, which is why I'm going to tell you, I hinted last week at a community, a new thing coming up. The Bloom Room is open for membership. Okay. And there is a free tier. Click the link in the description below or go to brittanyclarkson.com/community and join absolutely for free. It's hosted through Circle. It's kind of like having a really, really bomb Facebook group off of Facebook. It's more social networking, less social media. But I do also have a tab in there where it's titled What You Thinking. And I really want you to use this like a status bar, like a what's on your mind bar. I want you to use this like Instagram and just share what you're doing. Share your easy recipes, like, oh, this is what we're having for dinner tonight. Here's what's in it. Share anything that can help another mom or encourage another mom or make another mom laugh. Like, and it's a private closed community and it's just for us. And I'm just so excited. And there's the free tier. And of course there will be paid tiers because I'm going to be doing growth coaching, like a monthly group coaching call kind of thing. And then the Happy Mom Method is going to be hosted within the group too. I'm going to re-record things. I'm going to add a ton of lessons into them. I'm going to streamline them, make it cleaner, make it better. And so that's going to be hosted within the same platform. So like you can be on the same webpage or the same app and click between the community and the courses and the coaching. And I'm really just excited to have it all in one place. But for now, like just jump into that free community, send me a DM, let's chat. And if, you know, you jump in and you already have like the Happy Mom Method or Unblock Your Joy or any of those things that are in there, let me know and I'll don't pay for it again. Let me know and I'll get you in there so that when I start re-recording those, you get the freshest, newest thing, you know, because I hate the idea of paying for the same thing twice, even though it's going to be new, right? All right. But yeah, the community is really what was missing from that this whole time. And I'm just so very excited to have this community and this place to be because I hate being on social media, but I really love connecting and having two-way communications. And email is just so tedious to keep up with and it's so old-fashioned. And I do love receiving emails from you guys. I really do. But it's just, it's a whole new level when it's like a direct message and your profile picture is linked to it. And then I can also see you like in the community talking to other people who are in the community. And that's been my dream for you guys for so long, is for you guys to get connected with each other, to be in the same virtual room as each other. Like, can you imagine there's another mom listening to this episode and she's vibing with it and she's into it. And you and her, maybe you're supposed to be besties, right? Like, let's do this. Let's get in there. Let's make it a party. Let's make it so much fun. I love you so much, my friend. Thank you for joining me here again today. Remember, as you are observing yourself, no judgment, all grace. It is what it is. And feeling guilt and shame over what you're doing and what you've been doing and how you've been doing things and that you could do things better. Feeling the guilt and shame is not going to fix anything, right? Just become an observer. Notice and make the shifts you need to make, right? Realign. Let's go. I love you, friend. See you again next week.